Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosa. Today's daf is Irvin Daf Samach Vav. We are here at the bottom of Samach He Amud Beis. We are up to a story about Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. It's about, I don't know, 7-8 lines up. First word on the line, Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Asi. Sorry, left that Rav Asi in that list. Iklu Lahu Pundak De Asa Nachri Mari De Pundak. They went to an inn. They were staying over for Shabbos, Shabbaton, whatever. And a guy owned the inn, and he showed up on Shabbos. Meaning they had made some sort of eruv, you know, kind of situation before Shabbos. But now the guy, again, we had said yesterday that a guy messes up an eruv if he's there. Right, Xeria, we don't want Jews to hang out with Goyim so much. So now the owner of the inn, who's a guy, showed up on Shabbos. So Amr, they said, Mahu lemegar mine. Are we allowed to rent the rights, right? The guy's rights in the chatzer, or the guy's rights in the house, right? Chatzer, whatever it is, whatever the situation was, Mahu chatzer, however many chatzers it was. Are they allowed to rent the goy's rights from him on Shabbos, right? We had said that there are three ways to kind of figure out, to kind of disallow someone from the chatzer. Either you could be mevatel, you could be socher, or you can be ma'arev, right? You can do an eruv, you can be mevatel rishus, which we'll talk about on today's daf as well. And for a goy, then Chazal were matagin that you need to rent out his rights to the property. So are you allowed to do that on Shabbos itself? So they had a shayla, right? They didn't know. Socher k'ma'ariv dami is renting, just like making an eruv. Ma ma'ariv mibod yom af socher mibod yom. And just like you need to make an eruv before Shabbos, so too you need to rent out the goy's rights before Shabbos. O doma, or maybe socher k'mevatel rishus dami. Socher is like the other option, right? Of the three options, it's more similar to being mevatel the rishus, to nullifying the person's quote-unquote permission to go into the chatzer. And ma mevatel rishus afilu b'shabbos av socher afilu b'shabbos. Just like someone could be mevatel their own rishus, their own chelek in the chatzer, in the house, on Shabbos, so too you can rent, quote-unquote, rent the rights of the guy on Shabbos as well. So Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef amar niskar, Rabbi Asi amar lo niskar, right? They had a machlokas between Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef and Rabbi Asi, right? One of them says to do it, one of them says not to do it. And Amar lo Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was like the Rabbi Shlishi, Rabbi Chiya b'nehem. So he said, nismach od divrei zaken v'niskar, let's go rely on the old guy, chas v'shalom, the older Rav, Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, and let's do it. And also shaylah lid Rabbi Yochanan. And after Shabbos, they went to Rabbi Yochanan, and Amar Lan, he said to them, "Yafe asisem," right? You did well, right? Shesachartem, right? That you were able to do it on Shabbos. Right? Okay, so see, Rabbi Yochanan also paskin that you were allowed to rent the rishus from the guy on Shabbos. Toba Nahardoi. So the Nahardoim, the people in Nahardoi, right, were surprised by this. Right? They tried to figure out, what really did he say this? I mean, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. How did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Socher k'marav dami. Someone, a socher is like a marav. So renting the space from someone, the halachos are similar to making an eruv. And what did that mean? My love, mama arav mi b'od yom af socher mi b'od yom. Didn't that mean that just like you have to make an eruv on erev Shabbos, so too you need to rent the space from the guy and rent the rishus, really, rent the rights from the guy from erev Shabbos? Gemara says no, it wasn't a chumrah, it was a kula, it was a couple of kulas. Mama arav, first one, mama arav afilu pachas m'shavapruta af socher pachas m'shavapruta. First of all, just like you can make an eruv with less than Shabbat Pruta, you can also rent the rights of the goy to the chatzar for less than Shabbat Pruta. Also, umama arev afilu schiro lekito, afsocher afilu schiro lekito. Just like a person can make an eruv with someone who works for the balabais in the chatzar, so too you can rent out the property, the rights of the guy, from one of his workers. And number three, finally, the third kula that Rabbi Yochanan meant to say is Mam Arev Chamisha Shivshurim Bechatzer Echa Achas Echa Ma'arevai Nekulam. Just like someone who, if there's an Eruv with five people living in one Chatzer, so one guy can be the Shlich for all of them and make the Eruv. So Sochanami Chamisha Shivshurim Bechatzer Echa V'chotzer achas echad zochar al yedei kulam. So right, it was the same thing by a zochar. One guy can go to the goy and take the rishus and rent out the rishus of the goy to that chotzer for all of them. Okay, fine. So the people in Naharda were confused about Rabbi Yochanan's shita, and we answered that. But now another one. Tai bar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was also surprised by Rabbi Yochanan's psak. Am Rabbi Zera, might to hear the Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Zera said, what was Rabbi Elazar's objection, or what was he so surprised by? And Rabbi Sheshes, Rabbi Sheshes said, Gavra Rabbaka Rabbi Zera, Leoda, might to hear the Rabbi Elazar. What is it? Rabbi Sheshes said, I can't believe that Rabbi Zera wouldn't realize what Rabbi Elazar, what Rabbi Elazar's problem was. So going to Kakashale, the Shmuel Rabbi. Because the question, as we'll see, Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yochanan's concept. We'll see this in my focus on Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, but really Rabbi Elazar's problem was rooted in something that his Rebbe Shmuel had said. Damar Shmuel, Shmuel said a bunch of things. He said three different rules for Bittul. Okay? These are a little tough, but let's see if we can focus, and we'll see some examples of these three things in a minute. So if you don't get it right away, so either I said it poorly, or just wait until we have the examples, maybe it'll become clear. Number one, call makom she osrin uma arvin. Any case where you have chatzeros set up that somehow one of the other eruvim will aser the other. Nope. Start again. Call makom she osrin uma arvin. Any place you have the chatzeros set up that one of the chatzeros will aser the other chatzer. Not the other Eruv, but Aser, the other Chatzer, from carrying. Uma Arvin, but they could make an Eruv. So then Mevatlin, then Bittul applies. Then you can do Bittul, and one Chatzer can relinquish their rights and be Mevatel, and say that these people can have our Rishos to carry, and that fixes the situation. Right? Again, the example, which is just to try, we'll see the examples in a minute. That's number one. Number two, Ma'arvin ve'in Osrin. If you could make an Eruv between the two chatzeros, and neither chatzer would aser the other one from carrying, or osrin ve'in ma'arvin, or if the chatzeros aser each other, right? Or if there's a case where for whatever reason the chatzer is aser ve'in ma'arvin, and for whatever reason you can't make an Eruv, then ein mevatlin. In both those cases, you cannot do bittul. Bittul does not work. That's what Shmuel says. Now the Gemara is going to clarify what are these three cases. First of all, number one, kol makom she'osrin uma arvin mevatlin. What is a case where you have chatzeros that aser each other unless you make an Eruv, and you can make an Eruv? So if you don't, you can do bittul. What's that case? Right, you can do bittul, meaning let's just explain. Kigon shtei chatzeros zu lifnei mizu. Like the case we mentioned yesterday, when you have two chatzeros, one inside of the other. You have chatzer A, the only exit from chatzer A goes into chatzer B, and chatzer B goes into the rishus rabim. So chatzer A needs to go through chatzer B to get to the rishus rabim. So they have what's called drisha sarego. They are allowed, they have rishus, they have permission. Chatzer A can go into chatzer B to get to rishus rabim. So they, if there's no Eruv, the people from Chatzer A would aser the people from Chatzer B from carrying. They could make an Eruv. If they don't, then you can be Mevatel. The people in Chatzer A can be Mevatel their, quote-unquote, their rights to Chatzer B, and that would be a way of fixing it. Now, second case, Ma'arvin ve'in Osrin in Mevatlin. If you could make an Eruv, and they wouldn't aser each other, then ein Mevatlin. Then you cannot do Bittul. What's that case? So if you look, at least on the side of the Gemara, you have underneath the Bach, you have the diagram, or if you have an art scroll, you have a better diagram, right? 3D rendering, all of the nice stuff. But either way, so if you look at that drawing by the Bach, let's just use that, you have two chatzeros next to each other. Both of them have an exit to Rishus HaRavim, and there's a Pesach, there's a way to get from Chatzer 1 into Chatzer 2. So there, neither of them are going to aser each other because they can both get to Rishus HaRabim, or the Mavui rather, without going into each other. Right? They don't need each other. So they're not going to have, whether there's an Eruv or not, is not going to have any impact. Right? Chatzer 1 is not going to mess up Chatzer 2, even if they don't do an Eruv. They are, however, allowed to do an Eruv because there's an opening between the two of them. Right, so if there you can make an Eruv and they don't aser, in that case Bittul doesn't work according to Shmuel. That's case number two. Case number three is, and this is what's important for us, and this is why Rabbi Elazar had a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Osrin ve'in ma'arvin ein mevatlin. If for whatever reason, the chatzeros, or the chatzer situation, would answer the people from carrying, and you can't make an eruv, so bithel doesn't work. So l'suyemai, what case is that? Lav l'suyei nachri, isn't that our case of a goy, where you have a bunch of people in a chatzer, yeah? It's usher to carry because there's a goy, and you can't make an eruv because he won't rent you the space. That's our case. And we see here that bithel doesn't work. So how could you make? Let's keep on going. I keep on stopping short here. I apologize. The awesome etmal. So if the guy came before Shabbos, so logar me etmal, they would have rented his rights the day before, and then they could have made an eruv, and that wouldn't be the case, right? Because then our case here, the third case, is Osrin ve'ein ma'arvin. So it must be Elah lav de'asa b'shabasa. It must be that the case is where the guy came on Shabbos. V'gatani Osrin ve'ein ma'arvin ve'ein ma'avatlan. And Shmuel said that if in this case ein ma'avatlan, you can't do bittul. Right, again, just to clarify, what is the case that I probably wasn't clear about this before? What does it help to rent from the guy? Right, because then you can rent from the guy, and then everybody can be mevatel their rishus to the chatzar, and at least one person can carry in the chatzar. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi back on Samachayim Abayz, I probably should have read it, I apologize. Rashi, Dibar Maskel de Osa Nachri B'Shavas. What's going on over here? So if you look a little bit later in Rashi, Ki Osa Nachri, when the Nachri came, so Amri, he said, Ma'u Lamegar Mine. Right? Are we allowed to rent the space from him? The Hadar, and then what would they do? They would be Nevatel Rishus Legabechad. They would be Nevatel all the Rishus of the Jews. Right, who was it? Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Asi would be mevatel to, I don't know, Rabbi Asi. Vahu mi'u lishtri lahotzi. And that one Jew at least would be allowed to carry into the chatzer. So if the whole point of the schirus, of the renting from the goy, is so they could do bittul and therefore allow at least one Jew to carry into the chatzer, so over here Shmuel says that doesn't work, because in the case where it's osrin to carry, ve'ein ma'arvin, and you can't make an eruv, bittul doesn't work. So you see from here that that's why Rabbi Elazar had a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. He should not have said that you're allowed to be mevatel when the goy shows up on Shabbos. Okay, fine. As we'll see, there's a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Lo shmiel li lahay shmeitza." Right. Again, as we have several times already in this Daf Yomi cycle and all throughout Shas, Rav Yosef, Rechman al-Tzlan, got sick and he forgot a lot of his learning. And his Talmud Abaye reminded him very often of his learning and what he had taught them. So Amar Rav Yosef, "Lo shmiel lahay shmeitza." I never heard this this of Shmuel, that the first case, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Right, the Amar Shtei Chatzer Zulufnim Mizu, right? Sheyochal Levatel Drusus Reglam Lechitzona. The first case of Shmuel, namely, again, our case we'd be dealing with a little bit, where you have a Chatzer A goes into Chatzer B, then goes into Rishus Rabim, and there's no other exit from Chatzer A into the Rishus Rabim, so they must go through Chatzer B. That Shmuel says they're allowed to be Mevatel the Rishus of Drusus Regel, their ability to walk through Chatzer B. Now, it doesn't actually mean that they're stuck in their house. Right, the Chazal talk about. They explain that it's basically they just promise, right, not to linger, not to hang out in the chatzar at all. They can just, like, you know, kind of run through. They don't have to, you know, do quarantine. They don't have to be in bidud, rechon al tzlan. So either way, so finds the Rabbi Yosef had never heard this, and Amar Le'Abaye Adam Arta Nihalan. He said, "You told us this." V'ahana Amris Nihalan, and this is what you said. Right, Amar Shmuel ain't bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. You can't do bittul if there's from one chatzar to the next. The ain bittul rishus lechorba, and you cannot have bittul rishus into a churva. Meaning, if there's a churva in between the chatzeros, instead of a chatzer, and really, if you can imagine two houses and then a churva in the middle, right? For whatever reason, the house got destroyed, so a churva does not work. You can't do bittul to be able to carry into a churva. Again, the first thing, when in bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, right? So that what that means simply is that bittul only works within one chatzer, not to other chatzeros. And that's what Shmuel said. And then you can also have done a bitul rishus in the churva. Amar la na halah. And Yosef said about this: Ki amar Shmuel in bitul rishus rishus chatzer the chatzer. When Shmuel said you can't do bitul from one chatzer to the next, so that's la amar ne'el shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad b'neihem. That's only in the case, like we said, where you have two chatzeros, you have one entrance between the two of them, and they have an exit into rishus rabbim. Right? That was Shmuel's second case. Right, if you remember the second drawing in the Bach. But if you have Chatzar A that goes into Chatzar B, that goes into Shusar Rabim, so then Midok Sha'osra and Alzeh Mevatlan. Since they Aser each other without an Eruv, so then they are able to do Bittul. That's exactly what we just quoted in the name of Shmuel. So Amar Leis, if you also sent it back to Abaye, Anah, Aminah, Mishmeh, the Shmuel, Achid, did I really say this in Shmuel's name? For Amar Shmuel, right, apparently Rav Yosef remembered some of his learning. Shmuel said that ain lanu be'erivin ela kalishna mishnasenu. Right, we can only apply halacha in erivin according to the exact wording of Mishnayos, and the pasuk says, and then the Mishnah says, an shechatzer v'lo an shechatzeros. Right, again, when we're talking about bittul, this is later on in the Masechta. It says an shechatzer v'lo an shechatzeros. Right, you cannot do bittul if there's chatzeros is plural, so you cannot do bittul if there are two chatzeros. You're telling me that if it's A into chatzer A into chatzer B into Rishus Rabbim, you can do bittul? That's a case of two chatzeros. So Malay, so Abai said back to him, no, you didn't say it like that. Ki Amar's Lan, Ein Lanu Be'eriv, Ein Elik Lashon Mishnasenu, when you said that rule that we have to keep to the firm language of the Mishnayos in Erivin, so that was aha, Amar Talan. That was only by this case. A different Mishnah, also later in the Masechta, Shemavi lechatzeros kechatzer lebatin, because a mavui is for chatzeros, just like a chatzer is for batin, that you need to have for a mavui, to have a proper mavui, all these halachos that we've been talking about in the beginning of the Masechta, you need to have batim, houses that go into chatzeros, that go into a mavui. That's specific. I mean, if you only have one chutzer and one house, so that's not the whole mavui situation that we've been talking about. So that's okay, so fine, seder, but all that deal, the halacha of Shmuel, that works out, right? You don't have to be medayik in that Mishnah that you quoted previously. Okay. Gufo, let's go back to something we just said. Amar Shmuel said, ain't bittul reshus mechatzer the chutzer. You cannot do bittul from one chatzer to another, ben bittul rishos the churva, you cannot do bittul on the churva. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, near Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh bittul rishos mechatzer the chatzer, yesh bittul rishos the churva, you can do bittul rishos from one chatzer to another or into a ruin. So, and utzricha, and we need the machlokas in both cases. Di ashmina mechatzer the chatzer, if you only have that the machlokas by from one chatzer to the next. But hakam Shmuel, maybe that's when Shmuel said you can't do bittul. Mishum dahal tashmishta lechud, vatashmishta lechud, because this chatzer works by itself. This chatzer is usable on its own, and this chatzer is usable on its own. And therefore, right, you don't really need, the people who live in one chatzer don't need really need to use the other chatzer. Right, so therefore, that's why Shmuel says it doesn't work. But the case of a churva, again, is between two houses. You have a ruin, so both houses would like to use the ruin, the churva. So maybe Shmuel would agree that you can have bittul, and then they would be allowed to use it in some way. And if you only have the case of the churva, so Rabbi Yochanan, that's when Rabbi Yochanan says that they're allowed to be mevatel, because again, the churva is in use by both houses. Al b'hach, by the chatzer that are, again, is independent, the two chatzeros are independent, maybe he would agree with Shmuel that it is, oh, you cannot do bittul, so therefore, tzricha. Therefore, you need to teach both cases. Okay. Amar Rabbi, I said, "How Amar Shmuel in bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer? Elo Amar nela b'shtei chatzeros pezak achah b'neihem. Aval shtei chatzeros zuluf nimzu mitok she'osur mevatlin." Right, that's what we said before. That according to Abai, which he told Rav Yosef, that Shmuel says the bittul only applies for two chatzeros in the case where you have A into B into rishus harabim, because since they aser into each other, right? So then you have there's a purpose to the bittul. Right, since chatzer A, if they didn't make an error with chatzer B, they would aser chatzer B from carrying. So therefore, they're able to be mevatel rishus, then it does something. Rava Amar, Rava says, afilu shtei chatzeros zulav nimzu pam mevatlan pam veim mevatlan. Rava says it depends. What it depends. When can you do bittul? When can you not do bittul? Ketzad, how does that work? What do you mean it depends? So, as we're going to explain, he's going to have four cases, and then he's going to go weiter onto Amud Beis, and we'll wait to analyze all four cases. But let's at least just list them. Case number one is Nasnu Eruvan Bechitzona. Well, I guess it's one and two together, but well, you'll see, whatever. Anyway, if they put the Eruv in the outer Chatzer, meaning Chatzer B, Veshachach Echad Bein Bepnimus Bein Minachitzona Vlo Eruv, and one person, one of the houses, one of the residents, whether he's in the inner Chatzer, Chatzer A, that's case one, or if he's in the outer Chatzer, Chatzer B, that's case two, and he forgot to make an Eruv, so then Shteyen Asuros, right? They are, but you cannot carry in either Eruv. Okay, again, Bittel does not work, right? Even if the guy does Bittel, that does not work. Nosno Eruvon Mipnimus, let's say the Eruv is in the inner Chatzer, meaning Chatzer A, Veshachach Echad Minapnimus Velo Eruv, and somebody in Chatzer A forgot to join with the Eruv, so Shteyen Asuros, both Chatzeros are Aser, because, again, the Eruv in Chatzer A is no good, right? They are going to Aser the carrying in Chatzer B, and you cannot do Bittel. But, and this is the fourth case, and this is the case where you can do Bittel, if someone from the outer chatzar, meaning chatzar B, did not make his eruv, right, and the eruv again is in the chatzar A, so then pnimis muteris, then the chatzar A can carry if the guy does bittel, v'chitzona asura, but chatzar B is still messed over, still cannot do bittel. Okay, I'm gonna stop here because really Rava goes and talks about all four of those cases. And that goes on to Amud Aleph over here. But again, we'll read through those cases again just to get a bearing tomorrow, Bli Nether, and then we'll go weiter with the complete statement of Rava. And then really the fourth case is what we're concerned with, but he's going to go through all four of them. All right, Mitzvah Shem, we'll go weiter on the head of the chest tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.